I'm at the CHFA trade show, and I'm with Marshall, is it Rader? And your company is gluten-free bars, which sounds simple enough, but you're unique on a bunch of levels. What's different about your bar versus other gluten-free bars?
A couple different things. First of all, one of the partners in our company is a pastry chef, worked around the world. So that really, our twist is everything's for great taste. So number one, the best tasting bar out there. Number two, super simple, clean ingredients. We're non-GMO, project verified. Everything's very simple, you know, peanut butter, peanuts, almonds, cranberries, everything like that. Number three, high protein, high fiber content. So there's a lot of bars out there, but very few taste great and have 10 to 12 grams of protein and 4 to 5 grams of fiber.
Now, it does taste great. Why would a consumer want to have a high protein bar? So for everyone that's listening in, why is protein so important?
I mean, protein's good for anybody. It helps keep you full, number one. It also helps people if you're working out or just need, you know, it's the 2 p.m. where you kind of have that little crash in your energy. Protein keeps you full longer, helps you recover from workouts or prepare for a workout. So ours has got a good balance of carbs and protein, just to keep the energy going.
How do you feel about, obviously, I mean, you're not worried. You have a peanut butter bar, you have a chocolate peanut butter bar. Are you not worried about having those kinds of nuts and cashews involved in your product?
We're not. I mean, at the end of the day, we have to be something, right? And it's very hard to be. There's some companies out there that do a good job of being free of all the common 8 allergens or 9 allergens. For us, we felt like we had to have tree nuts or peanuts to, number one, taste good, and number two, those are very nutritious products. You know, there's a lot of good nutrients in cashews and peanuts and so forth, so that's why we chose to have those in there.
I think a lot of people, you're right, are trying to be everything to everybody, and when you start taking away everything, there's a lot of taste that's compromised. I know, you know, some lines that, you know, great marketing, they're free of all the top 10 allergens, but their products don't taste all that good.
I mean, there's only so many things you can take out, right? And so we felt like that was really important. It brings a lot of good nutrition, and I mean, it's so much flexibility in the amount of flavors you can do, and we just felt like, you know, be gluten-free, vegan, kosher, non-GMO, there's a lot of good things covered there. So we didn't feel like we left the clean of 8 allergens, 10 allergens to other people to do.
How important is non-GMO, do you think, at this point to not just you as the maker of the product, but to those who are consuming your products?
I mean, we see it growing and growing and growing, you know, getting to the point where people are asking for non-GMO instead of being gluten-free. I mean, it's almost more important to people at some point. And stores. Whole Foods is leading the charge towards non-GMO, as well as a lot of smaller independent stores and chains. So consumers are asking for it. It really, in the last year, people really demanded it. So that's why we decided to invest in Project Non-GMO. We'd always use non-GMO ingredients, but we invested in getting the certification done to bring some more credibility.
Do you find that, and I already know what the answer is from my side, do you find that people make claims that aren't necessarily true in their products?
Absolutely. All day. And it's really disappointing because I think it gives a lot of us in this industry a bad name that are trying to do it the right way.
Going the right way is a lot more expensive too.
Yeah, it is. And we pay a lot of money for all these certifications that we do have. Other people label things maybe gluten-free but don't have the certification, but maybe it's made on shared equipment and it really isn't right for people that have celiac or gluten intolerance. And so, our company is about being simple and honest. And so for us, it kind of in some ways can help us too, because consumers, I think, resonate with brands that are really true to themselves and I try to be clear with the consumer about what they're doing.
Now, our listeners can't see your product or taste it, and I've done both. Tell us a bit about the packaging, the style, and why did you go with a chef? Why is he your partner?
So, first of all, he's super talented, and he can create the great flavors that we have. In terms of the packaging, we went with, number one, the bar package has a clear window, so consumers can see the actual product they're going to eat. It's not covered by a foil wrapper, so there's no surprises when you open it. Oh, this is smaller than I thought. It's a different color than I thought. You can see it before you buy it. And then and it's all recyclable as well. And then the cases that the bars come in, those are made from post-consumer product. And as you can see, the folks on the radio can't, but they are craft packaging, craft brown. So it's, a lot of folks say it's very plain. But that's part of what we're all about. The name of the brand is the gluten-free bar. When you see it on the shelf, you know right what it is. And the package stands out because it's craft and simple and clear. And when you look in the bar section or the nutrition bar section, it's a lot of glossy packaging. That, number one, is more wasteful and can be hard to recycle. But number two, we wanted to stand out in a different way. Very simple, clean. So that's how we did that.
What is your website address, Marshall?
Theglutenfreebar.com. Very simple. Or you can just type in thegfb.com.
Thanks for being on healthradio.fm.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.